was kommt an, ist aus der Ordnung und Selbigen Schleimdenken in der Halabi. Der Kachel ist heuer, wo diese Erkein ist, auf Raum ist heuer. Because it won't happen, not in your shrine, but in the Halabi. In 23 years, we talk today, that wolves devoured two Jewish children. So this tragedy of two Jewish children perishing in such a tragic, unnatural way was considered by the Tanoim as a tzore that overtakes all of this world, all the world. It appears that the Mishnah emphasizes the fact that the wolves, the beasts devoured Jewish children. Why is that important? Suppose wolves had devoured two Jewish adults, two elderly Jews. Wouldn't it have been a great catastrophe? Why does the Mishnah emphasize the fact that only because Zeribim devoured two Jewish children? That's the reason as to why the Chachamim felt that a tainis has to be decreed for Klal Yisrael. But there is a good reason as to why only if two children perish in a tragic way, then Besdin has to be gazing at the times of one as well. Not if Rachmanu Litzlan, two adults perish in a tragic way. Times has to be decreed for one as well, only if the Tzoret overtakes the whole tzibur. And the reason as to why the Chachamim one second that the tainis is to be decreed whenever a tzore, a disaster, a catastrophe overtakes Klal Yisrael, the Rambam says, is because of tshuva. And the Rambam says, in Pirk Aleph, Milchas Tain Yois, Haloch Aleph, Beis, Gimel Dalet, Mitzvah Saseh, Minat Torah, There is a parashat Bala Yisroch. Jisoboyim milchomo v'arzeichem v'atzar atzeder eschem. If war will come in your end, because of the oppressor, the enemy who oppresses you, you shall sound the shalom at the trumpets. Kalima, kol dovo sheyitzalachem. It's not after Milchomo. Milchomo is one example of a catastrophe of a tzora that overtakes all Israel. But any tzore that overtakes all Yisrael requires tshuva of the whole tzibur, which is something distinct from the tshuva of the yochid. Kaleima, kol dovor sheyitzalochem, ki matzeves v'deber v'alper chayetzeven, zaku aleyen v'oviyu. There is a mitzvah of tefillah, of tzioko. But the Rambam says, "Vidomo zemidav ki hachubot shebizman shetovitzoro v'yizaku oleo v'yoriu yedu hakeil shebiglal maaseyem oroin hu alem." A mitzvah of tzoko is not a mitzvah of tzoko, just of tefillo, of crying, of weeping per se. Of course, tefillo is an essential element in the mitzvah, but a The mitzvah is a mitzvah of tshuvah. Tshuvah of the tzibur. And bizman shetov itzoro v'yizako leo v'yoviyu yidah hakiru shebiglal maaseh elohim gura lohem kabotatos nukab v'yizeh v'yizu v'yizehu shetikren lohem v'yhosir atzoro v'alehem. Aber die Leute nicht sagen.
Die Leute haben.
But suppose a disaster, a catastrophe, not only Islam, overtakes the community, but the community doesn't respond, doesn't do tshuva. The community remains insensitive to the disaster. And we say, Yaleyemu, Dobosem minagelamu. Yalalu, Vitorozu Nikre Nikres. It's just an accident. It's an unfortunate accident. Habizu Derecham Zomies, Vitodemes Lohemli, Domek Pimasei Lohoim, Vitesi Fatsoro Tzomisacheles, Kushetosu Batevo, Volachtem Imi Bikeri, Violachti Gamani. Jerima, the Torah says in the Chukei Sai, Vim Beile Eloti Vosko Eloti Voseiro, Li Violachten Imi Bikeri, Violachti Apanami Bikeri, Vikesi Esrem Gamani. Shevah Chatzisichem. Then again, the Torah says in Posik Chofres, Vim Bizoitz Luisi Shmuri, Volachti Mikeri, Violachti Mochem Bahamas Keri, Vizaltem Eschem Afani Shevah Chatzisichem. And if you will not hold this, hearken unto me, but you will walk with me, deport yourself. As if an accident happened. This is the meaning, according to the Rambam of Keri. When a catastrophe, Rahman of Islam, overtakes the cloud, the Jewish community, and the community remains insensitive, does not respond, as if everything, all the trouble, had been a mere accident. Not as in Inesh in Ashomayim, for the sins of the community. So then I will also, the Rebbe Shalom says, I will also act with you, with Fui, the Hamas Keri, as if an accident happened. And the Rebbe Shalom says, I will also chastise you 7 times for your sins. This is, then the Rambam continues. ומדברי ספרי, ויסני ישראל כל צור שטובי לציבור עד שיראו חמור מן השמיים. מדרבון דרי זה חיוב, to be ניסני, to fast, whenever a catastrophe, a disaster, overtakes the ציבור, but the primary obligation is tshuva. Tshuva of the cloud, which is something distinct from the tshuva of the yom. It seems that the reason as to why the Mishnah in Tanis Daputes emphasizes the fact that two children perish, not two adults, not two elderly Jews, because if two adults had perished, then the Tanoim would say, there is no chiyuv incumbent upon the tzibur to be misame, to do tshuva, because after all, a tragedy that overtakes two adults is a great tragedy, but it cannot be considered as a catastrophe that overtakes the whole tzibur. Why? Because we have a cloud, the Gemara tells us, then you sow your love. Normally, every death is based upon sins. Certainly, an unnatural death is based upon sins. That does not mean, Pastor Shola, that when a person dies an unnatural death, that he was a great sinner. Pastor Shola. But in Tzadik Bovet, Sashay Yasa people, yeah. So because of that, we say, however, there are exceptions. The Mohen Olabasre speaks of certain individuals, great saints, who died in Nisas Nishiko. Nisas Nishiko means that it's a death that is not based upon sin. This is what the Mores says, there are certain individuals who never committed a single sin, not to be ashamed, but still they die. Why? Because of the sin that was committed at the beginning of the world by Adam and Chava. And at that time, Almighty God decreed that men will remain immortal until he makes a Mashiach. Men must remain immortal. Because of that, even those saints who did not commit a single sin in their life, they too must die. But that's an exception. Normally, we say, even in respect to a natural death, in old age, a miserable head, we need some love. But there are exceptions. However, in respect to this tragedy that overtook all this oil, when wolves devoured two innocent children, Timeki shall discover, we say, Asay Liman Timeki shall discover, shall be rotten. How could Timeki shall discover to make this thing? This cannot conform to the ordinary rule of a miserable effect. So the question arises, how did it happen that two children were devoured by wolves? The answer is true, the miserable effect, the disumiliate. But that does not mean that every time a tragedy happens, that the tragedy is an image for the sins of the individual who suffers. Sometimes, so tzaddikim foreseen ba'avin hador. Sometimes tzaddikim, like the asorah of the malchus, they too were like children. Kinanis oil ba'avin. That sometimes tzaddikim are the same madrige as children, pure and innocent, without any blemish, and they too sometimes suffer. So, but how can it be that they suffer for their sins? They are innocent, like children, without any blemish, without any sin. But the answer is tzaddikim nitfosim ba'avin hador. They miserable head. Usually it's for the head of the individual who suffers, but sometimes it's for the head of the community, of the cloud. And when two children, two innocent and jolly children, perish in such a tragic, unnatural way, then the Chachamim were convinced that was an Eidesh for the sins of the cloud. There is cloudy soil as to the train. And cloudy soil has to pass. It was decided that Chodal Adel, which is one of the days of the Slichas, and years ago there were many Jews He tested every day of the Sliches. That this day, because of this excruciating tragedy that overtook not only the parents of the three children, but the whole community of Chicago. Today, the whole community, the whole Jewish community, all over the world, they did not perish in such a tragic way because they were Jews. They are without, they were without blemish. They were pure and innocent. They were angelic children. But obviously, they suffered and they perished because of the sins of us, of the whole community. Anachnu Hashemim, without any exceptions, we sinned, and we have to do tshuva. Now, there is a question. Zutayro is a scholar. Why should Almighty God meet out such suffering and tragedy to two angelic innocent children because of the sins of the community? But the same question was once raised by Sal Pimayo, we say it in the Abinda Yimakorim, when the decree was issued that the Asura Harudim Alchos, 10 tall giants, 10 Talmudim, are to be executed by the Roman authorities, then Sal Pimayo Tzuaku, angels, heavenly angels, complained and explained and spread out. Zutero, this is trouble. This is the word for such angelic Jews who are innocent and pure without blemish. And no answer was given. But Ibasco was admitted and said, if another complaint like that would be heard, then the world will be restored to what it was before the Shemayim Waters were created. Why? But I think that the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kufites elucidates this answer that was given by the Basco to the complaint that was uttered by heavenly angels. Zutero v'zicho. I'm referring to the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kufites. Omar Rabbi Yehude, my dirsi, al tibu b'mshichoyu b'mviyay al toreyu. It's a pasuk in Rayon Malev, chapter to Zion. Do not touch my anointed ones. Al tibu b'mshichoy, eut nekish al ischabon, u'mviyay al toreyu, do not harm my prophets, eut ha'mivechachon. Eut nekish al ischabon, the pure, innocent, angelic Jewish children who are innocent and pure, without blemish, without the sin, they are compared to a Moshiach. What is the analogy between a Moshiach and the Nekish of the Sabon? I think the analogy between Mishichim, because the Pasuk is referring to two Mishichim. Altibu b'mshichoy b'mviyay al toreyu. What is the analogy between the Mishichim, the anointed one, and the Nekish of the Sabon? But Jewish tradition knows of having such a thing. There is a Moshiach ben Novi. Moshiach ben Novi, the Rambam describes the Moshiach ben Novi. Then there is another Moshiach ben Nisi. The Rambam doesn't even mention Moshiach ben Nisi in the Rambam. He discusses in great detail the identity and the character of Moshiach ben Novi. What are the attributes, the characteristics of a Moshiach ben Novi? Moshiach ben Yosef, he doesn't mention. Why? And the Rambam himself explains. Because Moshiach ben Yosef, we know very little. Our sages tell us that, that prior to the advent of Moshiach ben Novi, there is an advent of a Moshiach ben Yosef, but we know very little about Moshiach ben Yosef. We only know that there will be a descendant of Yosef who will pave the world for the ultimate redemption by Moshiach ben David. But unlike Moshiach ben David, who is a very fortunate Moshiach, and who is able to witness the fruits of his labor, Moshiach ben Yosef is a very unfortunate and a very tragic person. He's a Moshiach, as much of a Moshiach as Moshiach ben David. But Moshiach ben Yosef, while paving the way and preparing the world for the ultimate spiritual and moral redemption, along with the material and physical redemption, he himself cannot witness the fruits of his labor, the fruits of his sacrifices. He himself perishes before the advent of Moshiach ben David. And there are two types of Tinei Sheles Rabon. Tinei Sheles Rabon and the whole. And Tinei Sheles Rabon comprises Tinei Sheles Rabon in a little sense, those who as a group are without a blemish, as we say, Asim Martinikish of the Spanish of the Vodou, and Tinikish of the Sabbath comprises certain grown up Jews, certain giants, like the Swab, the Mokus, like the Tanoim, the Mokoyim, the Gemayon of every generation, who, in spite of the fact that they are very old, are on the level of children. Without blemish, pure and innocent, without any sin, like little children. They are also comprised within the Tinei Sheles Rabon. So there are two types of Tinei Sheles Rabon. The Tinei Sheles Rabon and the whole, they pave the path of glory. They prepare the world for the ultimate redemption, for the ultimate spiritual, moral, and the material redemption. But there are two types of the initial discoveries. There are the initial discoveries who are analogous to the Moshiach ben David, who bring sacrifices on behalf of the blessed, who prepare the world so that the world should be ready for the blessed. But they are able to see the fruits of their sacrifices, the fruits of their labor. And unfortunately, they are certainly teenagers in trouble, like little children who were devoured by wolves years ago in the Izanayade, like the two children of the mayor who died at one time, in one minute, on Shabbos afternoon, and who are like, and like the three children who perish in one week in such a tragic, unnatural way. They are analogous to a Moshiach, but they are not analogous, unfortunately, to Moshiach. No. They bear an analogy to Moshiach. They pave the road for Gule. They prepare the world for the ultimate Gule, for a new material, for a new Shikulite. But unfortunately, they were not able to see the the fruits of their sacrifices,
the fruits of their labor,
the fruits of their dedication. And this was the answer that the Pascal gave. That the Pascal gave to the Malachim Malo, who complained and who exclaimed. So the table is a skull. Meshpat Lachim. Why? Because the Midrash Rabba at the beginning of Bereishis says that six things Shishah Dvarim Nivreyu Kedem Briyah Seiro. Shnai Mehem Nivreyu Kedem Briyah Seiro. They are Bor Mehem only Machshavali Boris. Shnai Mehem Nivreyu Kedem Briyah Seiro. That is Torah and Kisi HaKovit, and our board, the old Bimach Shovel bodies. That is Hamitosh, Yisroel, and the Shmoy Shal Moshiach, is all we should ever, Yie Shmoy Leilom, Shmoy Shal Moshiach, was also me for Kedem Leilom. It is all Bimach Shovel bodies. This means that the world, it was Sivit Mas and Bimach Shovel Tfilo. The world was created Sheshes Yimei Breishis with the plan that there will be two Mishichem. We cannot understand why was it necessary that there be a Moshiach Ben Yisrael in addition to Mashiach ben David, according to our limited mind, a Mashiach ben David would suffice. But this is beyond the inquisitive grasp of our own limited mind. God, in his infinite wisdom, took cognizance of the fact that there must be two Mashiachim, and without the idea of two Mashiachim, a Moshiach ben Yisrael, as well as a Moshiach ben David, a world couldn't be created. And here, when the Malachi Milo, when the heavenly angels complained and they exclaimed, Zutayu is a scholar, if there is no kashi, there is no answer. But there is no answer for our own limited mind, but there is an answer. Yim Eshmak Lachi, you heavenly angels, you want that the world should exist on the basis of an idea of a Moshiach, of one type of Moshiach, of a Moshiach ben David, who paves the world, who prepares the world for the ultimate redemption, and is able to see the fruits of his sacrifices, the fruits of his labor. No! The idea of Moshiach comprises two types of Mashiachim. Along with the Mashiach ben David, there is also the Mashiach ben Yisrael. And this must happen. It's part and parcel of the divine cosmic plan that the Rebbe the Shalom reserved for the world in its entirety. It is beyond our physical grasp, but that's all done for it. Everything is passion, even though we cannot understand it at this moment. But the Osiklovi, after Trias Amisim, all questions, all problems, all difficulties will be resolved. And in the meantime, so it is our obligation to fulfill the mitzvah that was done by the parents of the three angelic children of Ayidimari. And it is our mandate to do tshuva. What kind of tshuva? Tshuva zatzivu. Because these three innocent children perished in the first place because of the sins of the human. And we have to do tshuva. This is the purpose of the times. Without tshuva zatzivu, the times has no significance. Then all the davening, all the prayer, greater than the fasting. There's no secrets. It's nothing made, it will not even be a mitzvah without children, with children. So then, as the Rambam says, then you will be able to demand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Tichle Shalom Ikal Esau V'tochel Shalom Ikal Esau. We all have to do tshuva. And when the Rambam discusses the tshuva, the Rambam mentions the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which is also expressed in that saying that we say, Tshuva means returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva means to fulfill, to be recovering upon ourselves, to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah.
Isn't fear a mitzvah of the Torah? Isn't tzedakah a mitzvah of the Torah? There are several assays in connection with tzedakah. There are several ways assays with the albums, with sick pains. But they are tiftach, v'cheyoch l'chonimoch, v'anzakto, there are so many assays and ways assays. So it's a mystical path of the Torah. So remember, it comes within the category of tshuva. Why mention it separately? With tshuva, with tshuva, with tzedakah. But the Rambam gives an answer to the beating of Tshuva. The Darki Hatshuva, Leonis, Hashov, Tzeik Tomi Bifni Hashem, Bitriu Bitachuni, Beiset Zoko Tivikeche. Now, what the Rambam mentioned, Beiset Zoko Tivikeche, the Rambam emphasizes Tivikeche, of course, because of Tshuva, so a Jew is mechuyev to do tzedakah as much as he is obligated to do tzedakah. But there is a limit to the chiyuv tzedakah. According to Rabbi Yeruchem, one is mechuyev to spend 1/10 of his income every year for tzedakah. According to Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, the first Mishneh in Peyeh, one is mechuyev in Teraiseh to spend at least 1/5, not 1/10. If he just gives 1/10, people are accustomed to the same Maaser. But it's a machlokes shaming. Many shaming hold that Maaser isn't enough. 1/5 has to be given to Zohar. But he's not required to be more than 1/5. But there is a halacha Tisvus in Chulin Arbeis mentions it, and it's a betashrabe by Yitzhak, by Yibler Yaakov Neder Lemei. We can go to Rabbi Seinu, Shebechuye Vodom Lideya Bishasso. There is a chiyu, the Raisi, to pledge to Tzedakah Bishasso. Now the question arises, how can there be such a chiyu? A Jew is Bechuye to keep Tzedakah. 1/10, 1/5, every day, without the Tzorah overtaking him. The answer is, without the Tzorah overtaking him, he's Bechuye to keep Tzedakah. But that stuff has a limit. The limit is, according to Rabbi Yeruchem, 1/10, according to the Rambam, 1/5. But it's not needed to be more. If it's a rich man, and he will not become impoverished by giving away half of his income to Tzedakah, he's still not needed. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh, Kishin Yizdami, Leodom, Ve'evim, Utsmeim, Ve'arunim, so Mechuyov, Litein, Chemish Mechosov. A very sad is a mitzvah namuf. But it's not Mechuyov, even if it's a rich man, they will not become impoverished. But if Rahman Utslan, the Tzorah overtakes the Tzibur, then there is a chiyuv of giving tzedakah kivikeichei, more than a tenth, more than a fifth. If a Jew is able to give more, a half of his income, will the Tzorah overtake the Tzibur? That is the chuyev to give that tzedakah. And this is the way of doing tshuva. This is without the tshuva. If we will conform to the mitzvah of tshuva of the tzibur, which implies tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, avidin, esrei, arzeo, then we can be sure
wie Tirchle Schalom und Sarah, wie Tochen Schalom.